Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for June 26, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers continues to struggle with COVID-19. AEM represents 12% of the U.S. manufacturing sector, which is still adjusting to challenging and changing economic conditions. Roughly 75% of the U.S. equipment manufacturers say the impact of COVID-19 in the overall economy is still very negative. As many as 60% of industry executives say the federal government has not done enough to support the industry as it continues to face a decline in demand and supply chain disruptions. The latest USDA Hogs and Pigs report shows some record-shattering numbers. This is Shale Shagum, USDA livestock analyst, talking about how meat processors made up some serious ground over the last month.
Fairly dramatic recovery, though not completely there in terms of daily kills. Working hard to try and move those animals through the chain as quickly as possible.
Shagum talked about some of the key numbers in Thursday's USDA Hogs and Pigs report.
The inventory of all hogs and pigs on June 1st was 79.6 million head, which was 5% above a year ago. The number kept for breeding was 6.3 million head, which was 1% below a year ago. And the number of hogs available for marketing was 73.3 million head, which was 6% above a year ago. A producer's farrowed just under 3.2 million head in March-May, which was about 1% above a year ago, and they indicated intentions to farrow about 4.6% fewer hogs in June-August and about 5.4% fewer hogs in September-November.
Let's get an extension report now from Mercer County. This is Craig Askham, the Mercer County Extension Agent.
Unfortunately, it is pretty brown and dry. According to Endon weather stations out of Hazen, since the 1st of May, Mercer County's only received about 1.2 inches of rain, so it's getting critical.
Askham says it's definitely been a dry spring for Mercer County.
The crops surprisingly still look pretty good, but this week, I guess, I have noticed that they're all starting to show some significant drought stress. The small grains look good, but they're extremely short. Some are only maybe a foot to 18 inches high and starting to head out now or starting to produce a flower. So there isn't one crop that's better off than others. I guess the later planted corn and soybeans are holding a little better than the earlier planted row crops or small grains, but they're all unfortunately suffering here to some degree here within the last week or two.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.